from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I would just say just guys constantly coming together. I feel like Rochester helped us a lot, just making us have to be with each other, even in our free time, you know what I'm saying? And even having like dinners outside of the facility together, like just bringing groups together. I feel like it's extremely important for us to continue to have that chemistry. And I see guys stepping up really all across the board, you know what I'm saying? It's definitely going to take a little bit more time, but we definitely have those guys in our rooms.
Is there anyone that has stepped up that maybe you didn't necessarily expect it from?
I like how T-Rap is kind of leading those safeties, and I feel like he's a quiet, reserved kind of guy, but I hear him being more vocal and just making sure that everybody is having the knowledge that they need to have to perform at a high level. I mean, it's important, you know what I'm saying? He's played a lot of ball, and even the guys that you just named, a lot of them have played a lot of ball. So it's just important. He's been here. He knows the system a little bit better than everybody else. So guys are watching him. Guys are asking him questions, trying to make sure that they can figure it out.
How much does your position kind of change and evolve in the slot? Not you personally, but the mm-hmm. slot position in the NFL mm-hmm. since you entered the league, even, because you see all these tight ends now, these hybrids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You see what teams are doing. Mm-hmm. Wow. How much has it changed or evolved since you came in the league?
Oh man, it's changed a lot, you know. For our team in particular, just being able to play nickel and heavy sets is a big deal. But I also see it on tape that other teams are trying to do the same thing, you know what I'm saying? So it's definitely becoming more, I don't want to use the word popular, but I guess that's the word, like just having your nickel on the field more like 85% of the snaps instead of like back in the day, I feel like it was 65% of the time, you know what I'm saying? But having that nickel out there playing basically the whole game.
That said, you get a guy like Daquan who comes in, and he's not the biggest guy,
yeah,
right? Thought of as a slot, but he's also playing a little bit outside. Mm-hmm. The game's kind of changed. Like, what can you talk to him about the way you have to kind of play at your size and playing this game?
Yeah, I would definitely say it, the mindset. You know what I'm saying? I play with guys in college at Weber State that were smaller, like much smaller than me, and had a mindset like no other. You know what I'm saying? So that alone is why I feel like I am the player. Not alone, but one of the reasons why I feel like I'm a good player is because of my mindset. And I would just say everyone having that kind of mindset where it doesn't matter how small you are, how, like, it's, I mean, people say this all the time, but it's really about your heart, for real.
What do you see from Daquan so far?
man, he's a playmaker. You know what I'm saying? He's getting his hands on the ball consistently. I've seen it consistently for weeks at this point. So him just consistently getting his hands on the ball, and all we need is to just make sure he's making them finishing plays. And when he does that, it'll be special.
It's a different position group, but Joe Andreessen, that story's been kind of
Oh, yes. Yes.
Especially on the defensive side of the ball, knowing that his position when he came in, what he did Saturday.
Wow, I say that was pretty special by him. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's coming in and starting his first game, going against ones. You know what I'm saying? So it's like they had their guys out there as well, and he comes out there and doesn't miss a beat. And I thought that was really special to see and extremely impressive to me. You know what I'm saying? I thought it was very impressive watching him go out there and fly around and just play with no fear. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that's our goal, is to play as fast as we can without fearing the result. Just playing fast.
How much fun is it watching you on the sideline? Because you're done.
Yeah.
On the sideline, you got some time to watch it, kind of evolve and develop.
I love it, but at the same time, sometimes I still be wishing I was out there. You know what I'm saying? When you start in the game, you kind of want to get a groove in it. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes it might take 2-3 series to get in a groove. But I mean, watching guys who don't usually have that opportunity to go out there and play, that's pretty priceless. You know what I'm saying? Just guys live out their dream, making plays at the biggest stage.
Bobby Babbitt, you talked about it on the Marcus Ingram in the last few years.
Yeah.
Like 20 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
How hard is that as a team consistently year over year, just keep adding, the work that goes into that?
I'm not even sure. Like, I probably added 20 pounds since I got to college. You know what I'm saying? So that's been probably 10 years, over 10 years adding 20 pounds. So I don't know how he does it in the 4 years he's been here. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that's a testament to him and how he works in the offseason and just making sure that he's getting his body where it needs to be.
What have you seen from him for the last couple of weeks, training camp, this season?
Again, I'd say fearlessness. You know what I'm saying? Like, playing DB, playing corner, playing nickel, you're going to get beat sometimes, and it's about being able to bounce back from that. And I've seen him bounce back and just make plays even when it seems like he shouldn't, you know what I'm saying? So just that alone, his fearlessness, I feel like is a huge factor for him.
You and Cam have been the longest tenure
in the league.
What's your relationship like with him on and off the field?
Me and Cam are really close. I talk to Cam every day. So, like, he came to my wedding, like, that's my guy. So I, at this point, like, we're like brothers. So I talk to him about family issues, same thing he does to me. So it's like it's great to have a guy who I've known for quite a few years.
When's the last time you played?
Say that one more time.
When's the last time you played on the boundary? Like, even in a practice setting or
I mean, it depends. I'm not trying to say too much, but like it just depends on the situation.
I only ask because take Jamarcus, who can play mostly boundaries since he's come in,
mm-hmm.
and start to kind of sprinkle in. How
yeah.
tough is that to go back and forth?
As far as you're saying boundary corner?
Yeah.
Okay. I haven't played corner here. Like, literally never. You know what I'm saying? So I don't even know what it's like to be switching back and forth. You know what I'm saying? So I'm sure it's tough, though. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a tough defense. Like, I've only been here, but just hearing from other guys who come here, I would say this is one of the more challenging defenses. You know what I'm saying? So your mind has to constantly be going, and if you're switching positions, you got to make sure that your mind is on that position. Because there's been times where guys have said in their head they thought they were playing a different position while they were on the field, and they're actually not playing that position just because they've been in that situation so many times, you know?
Yeah. Mike Edwards was back out there,
mm-hmm.
at least in individuals,
yeah.
and Cole was too.
Yeah.
Just, you know, what do you think about, you know, maybe the prospect of getting a few reinforcements back there at safety and the how much do you have to communicate with those guys?
A lot, honestly. Like, we communicate pretty much every single play, so it's very important. I mean, they're in the meetings, they're talking in the meetings as if they're in the game, you know what I'm saying? So just them being out there in pads, I think, is huge for us. Getting some, eventually when they're fully healthy, getting some live reps in practice will help a ton.
The word intentional has come up a few times.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about Greg Rousseau.
Yeah.
Bobby brought
about the great just brought up.
Mm-hmm.
You spent a lot of time with him in the defensive huddle over the last several seasons.
Yeah.
How have you seen his approach to this year?
Man, Greg, even last year, just as far as how his off season was, like we were both here this off season, and I'm watching him just continuously just take a step every single day. You know what I'm saying? It's a marathon, not a sprint, and I just feel like he's definitely coming into his own. You see his, even like seeing his shoulders and how broad he's gotten over time, is just, he has all the tools. He needs to be a great, great player in this league. So I'm just excited to watch him because I think he is going to be an extremely talented guy. He already is a talented guy, but I think it's going to show a lot.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.